Hi, best friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing Swallowed by Meg Smitherman, and it is a treat.
Meg, you have done it again. You crazy bitch. What was that?
What the fuck was that? Before we get too into it, let me read the back of the book. So this is rated 4.05 stars on Goodreads, which is pretty
Pretty
good.
good for a novella.
Yeah, absolutely. The back of the book says, "Earth is broken beyond repair. The planet is our last hope. Humanity's first mission to the planet ended in tragedy, but botanist Jill Jones won't let that stop her from joining the second. Perfect climate, perfect terrain, perfect flora and fauna. The planet has called Jill all of her life. She knows with bone-deep certainty it's home, a new beginning for humanity. She just needs a chance to prove it." But as Jill and her team survey the planet, a mysterious presence begins to infiltrate their thoughts. When her colleagues start to disappear, it is up to Jill to uproot the planet's secrets before they consume her friends, and the one man she would do anything to keep.
This would be a really good movie. This book would be a very good movie.
Yeah, it would. Oh, 'cause just imagine like the
The
beautiful, lush
visuals.
planet. Yes,
Yeah.
and like getting wrapped up in like the planet vines and like the flower
Yeah.
coming out. Oh, imagine. That would be so stunning.
It would be like Avatar level, like
Yeah.
visuals, I think.
Ooh,
Yeah.
yes, you're so right. Oh God, now I'm just like imagining it. That would be gorgeous. What
Yeah.
would you rate this book?
Listen, this book was a 10 out of 10 for me, but also I was so scared
Yeah.
the whole time. Meg writes just like the most like emotion provoking books. I don't
Yeah.
know. Like they make me so scared and I hate them, but I also love them.
Yeah, because I think back to Thrum and then Swallowed now. Like when I was reading them, like my heart rate went up. Like I
I
could
had a panic
feel,
attack.
yeah, like it's actually so scary. And I mean, that's exactly what she's written it for. And it's amazing. It's
Yeah,
perfect. I
just
agree.
discomfort to the max.
Yeah, and it's like so entertaining though. It was a 10 out of 10 for me, dog. I was scared, but also a little turned on at times.
Yeah, no, I
Yeah.
think I was too scared. No, actually, I was too scared.
Yeah. So there are two kinds of people, like one who can see through the fear a little bit and be like, you know what, this is a good
Listen,
time.
I saw the picture. I could see the picture. I personally was like, I was back a little ways farther than you, I think.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not actually, I'm too scared. I'm too far on this end of the spectrum to understand the other end of it.
But I loved the concept of it. I am just a nervous person.
Yeah, let's talk about the characters. There's not very many because again, short book. And
On an
I
abandoned planet.
but the planet herself is a character, which is interesting.
Yes.
So we'll start with Jill. Jill is the main female character. And what I really appreciated about her character is how socially awkward she was at the beginning.
Yeah.
It was giving me such secondhand embarrassment, but I was entertained, obviously.
Sure.
But it was just so funny how their personalities all like intertwined on this team of people. Jill was so awkward. She had a mega crush on Ben and just like assumed that that would never happen. And so she was
Yeah.
so weird around him. It was painful.
It was almost like they were like, can we find the most complete strangers known to man who should never get along on Earth, and let's put them on a spaceship and send them to an uninhabited planet and see what happens.
That's honestly, I think, kind of how it went because you have to think about like the people doing this mission. Like, the first mission did not go well, like, people
No.
died. And I think, like, that's why this was such a hodgepodge team is because nobody wants to go on this mission when the first time was so scary and most people died. I mean, I wouldn't want to either. So I
No.
think they're just kind of like scraping the bottom of the barrel for
Well,
recruits.
what was so funny about it, and I think they came to realize this at the end, but it was just like a whole bunch of people who had no family back home, and they're like, no one will miss us if anything happens. Like,
Yeah.
they just sent literally like a ship full of losers,
Yep.
and they're like, yeah, that's cool.
And that's kind of exactly what happened in Thrum as well.
Yeah.
Like, it was just people who had
They're
nothing
like,
going for
meh.
them anyway. And I think what was so cool about Jill is like you just see her slowly descending into madness and grasping the situation, and she just becomes like a villain by the end. I mean, ultimately.
She leaned heavily into the planet just taking over. I think she was like a little worried for like a second, but then she was like, no, this is the most natural thing that could possibly happen.
She was like, I think this is just how it's supposed to be, you know? But she was like, you know, I don't want anything to happen to Ben, so do let us get the hell out of Dodge. But yeah, the planet, she absolutely deserves to eat humans, and I will send her some.
The other two, for sure, for sure, for sure. She can have them.
Yeah, that's pretty much what Jill said.
Yeah, and she's like, we'll just keep them coming. I won't tell anybody, Grandma. I will just keep them coming.
No, well, it's her
It's her
mom.
mother. It is her
Yeah,
mother,
which is even weirder.
not Grandma.
Okay, when you think about that, so the planet like impregnated her mom,
Her mom,
right?
yes.
And now the planet is like trying to make Jill all horny as well. I think
It's
that's
weird.
bizarre and creepy.
This one is, I don't think it can be incestual because it's a planet, but it was a
I know,
little
like,
bit.
whenever you think about it being like a parental figure to her, then it gets like weird, but it is also not a person.
I consider it almost to be more of like a celestial type being.
Yeah,
Like,
for sure.
it's not, it's higher than us.
Yeah, like the planet is basically like a god, like a goddess.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't count if
It
it's a
doesn't count
goddess.
as incest if it's not another human.
I also feel like if she put that in the triggers, like, yeah, there's incest, people would be like,
People would be like,
oh,
not really, though.
I don't want to read that.
Well, I mean, there's definitely a market for it, but yeah,
There
she would
is,
lose a lot of readers for
you
sure.
sick freaks.
Yeah, there's some weird shit out there. We digress. We've really gone off the rails here. Let's talk about Ben.
Raw. Next question.
Next question.
Next question.
I really liked him. I thought if I had to. Like, if you ask me, let me phrase it this way. If you ask me, like, oh, would you be into like a hot military man? I would say, like, the answer would be no.
No, definitely not.
But yes, he is a military man, but he's also not.
He was Special Forces, and it's different.
It's different. He had like a different way of thinking, too.
He was so smart. Like, he is what really brought this group together, I think. He was the glue holding everyone together.
Yeah, and I think also just the fact that we got to see such a caring and empathetic
And like a little
like side of
nerdy.
him. Yeah, like he had so many like redeeming qualities that I was willing to overlook him being in the military.
I really thought it was gonna ruin the whole vibe because I was like, oh, like a military himbo? Like,
Yeah.
I don't
Because
want to
usually
read
that's just
that.
not the vibe, but for Ben it very much was the
No,
vibe.
he wasn't even a little bit douchey.
No. He was
I
just a
loved
good
it.
guy and he just wanted to keep everyone safe and do his job. And he was very damaged from what happened.
Yeah.
He had like a
Some shit
failed
was
mission.
going down on Earth.
Yeah. And like he felt responsible for like the death of a lot of people. But I mean, ultimately, when it comes down to it, when shit hits the fan and it really gets beyond like the control of one person, like what are you gonna do? You know?
Yeah, that's
I
not
think
your
he
fault.
just had like survivor's guilt about the situation, which
Sure.
obviously that's a real psychological phenomenon and totally
And
makes sense.
this certainly isn't gonna help.
No, you know, it's crazy that Jill is like knows this about Ben, knows about his trauma of like the survivor's guilt he feels for all these people's death, like being on his hands, but yet she's like, yeah, as long as I can take him home, I will send people to the planet to
Yeah.
die. And if he ever found out about that, I think he would just be destroyed.
I don't think he could live with himself.
No, and I think Jill knows that and is like, hopefully he never finds
Ooh,
out.
like I almost lost you once. Like, I'm not gonna do it again.
But I also kind of see where Jill's coming from. It's like she loves this man, and so I get
And
how.
everything has been taken from her by this planet.
Yeah, and she's also got like the planet's like will is inside of her. Like when these things are happening, she's like, yes, the planet's beautiful, you know? Like she has like this inherent like
need to care
understanding
for
of the
it.
planet. Yeah. And that contributes as well. But I also do think that even if she wasn't like of the planet, I could see someone being like, well, I love this person. I'm going to put them above a bunch of strangers. Even if it is like we're talking thousands of people dying at her hands, I think I
Yeah,
could
but
see
it's
someone making that
like
choice.
her thought process behind it was she can't take them all at once, and she's not going to just burn through this energy source. She's going to let them colonize and then slowly just eat a few at a time. And so it's like honestly not like any worse than what we're currently doing anyway. So
Yeah, you kind of think of like those stories of like how people kind of have to make sacrifices to the gods or
yeah.
deities just to like live in peace, you know?
This is no
It's just like
different.
that. Yeah. Everyone calm down. It's not murder.
They've been telling this story, doing the same dance for years,
It's
okay?
tale as old as time, okay?
Like, get over it.
Oh man. Speaking of people who got eaten by the planet, Julian.
Oh, Julian.
Julian, I felt the worst about their death because
Yeah.
they were just such a, like, you got so attached to them because they were so funny and,
They're
like,
just goofy and
yeah, they were like the life of the party of this crew.
yeah.
And I just felt like, I don't know, it's like one of those characters that you didn't really know them that well,
No.
but I think you just felt like every time you were around them, or they were in like the passage, you were like, I'm having a good time. So you just like
Yeah.
get like this positive association with them. And then their death was horrific and
Well, and
awful.
they started really freaking me out at the end.
Yeah.
Julian lost their ever-loving mind, which, okay, first of all, this is where it started getting really hairy for me in terms of being able to read this book. Like, because when, like, the first time they found Julian and the tree had its fucking, like, roots going down their throat,
Yeah, and like the
and they were, like,
flower.
suspended in air. Ugh.
Yeah.
First of all, that imagery was foul.
It was very scary.
I hated that. But it reminded, have you ever seen the movie Midsommar?
Yeah.
It reminded me of the fucking sister at the beginning that had like the
Ooh.
tube like shoved down her throat and
Yeah.
like ducked
Oh.
that, and I couldn't think of anything but that.
Oh man, I forgot how traumatic the opening of Midsummer is. Yeah, that's awful. Yeah, you know, I think just thinking about it like activates my gag reflex, and
Yeah,
that's part
I
of the
am
problem.
actually ill.
Yeah, it was horrific. And then whenever Julian was like straight up insane, I thought Julian was gonna kill everyone.
After they had just showed Julian how to use like guns.
Yeah, they're like, okay, perfect, perfect timing. Julian now knows where the gun is kept.
Julian knows how to use gun, and
And Julian
what did
is
they call the
unstable.
gun? I don't
Or
remember. It was
can I,
something
it was like, can I
stupid.
hold Gunny? Yeah, like Julian nicknamed the gun. That's the thing. Julian was hilarious. Love Julian. But at a certain point, I was like, Julian's got to go because Julian is scaring the
Yeah.
shit out of me.
Well, and I think Julian was cool with that. Like, Julian also leaned heavily into just becoming one with the planet because they
Yeah.
had nothing to lose.
Well, and the planet has like the way, this way of like controlling your mind and like
Yeah.
making you feel like euphoric and at
They're
peace
like,
when
wow,
that's
this is the
happening.
most natural thing that I could possibly do is
Yeah.
decompose into
Yeah.
worms
Uh-huh.
inside the planet.
Yeah. Isn't
No, it gave me anxiety.
that
I
nice?
don't
Yeah.
do well with that stuff.
It's very scary. It was very well written. Next up is Darcy. Darcy really rounded out the
Oh my
squad.
God. You know, I think Darcy really gave the planet a run for her money.
Because she was fighting back. She was like, no, you, I'm not going to let this planet fucking eat Julian and get away with it. Like,
Yeah.
there's going to be consequences. Now, Darcy was no match for the planet, but she certainly tried.
I was so conflicted during her death.
Well, the thing is, before her death, I think we just, there was so much like distrust, like
Yeah.
from, because it's from Jill's
She's
perspective.
crazy.
Yeah, like, so we as the reader are like growing more and more like scared of Darcy. And so it's like, man, like I shouldn't be like relieved that she's dead, but also I did think that she was going to snap and kill Jill and Ben.
Right. Well, because like there's obviously like some foreshadowing there that like Darcy had killed
Yeah, like her
her
ex.
significant other, and like that's part of why she's on this mission now, because like I don't know if they cut a deal or what. That's why she was sent to space, was because she's a murderer. And I also think there's a little bit of like unreliable narration happening too,
Oh, for
though.
sure.
Which made it even more interesting because, like, we're feeling all of the feelings that Jill's feeling, and the planet is like influencing a lot of that because they want to preserve Jill like as much as possible. And so, I don't know, it's just a very interesting scene because, like, Darcy probably wasn't actually being like that sus, like, she was probably also just very scared.
Yeah, she's very like, can you imagine like you like Darcy and Julian were best friends. Like imagine stumbling upon me being eaten by a
Yeah.
tree. Like
Well,
Darcy was so scared.
and think about it from Darcy's perspective. Jill's mom was the lone survivor of their last crew, and that all died under very mysterious circumstances. Like, I would also be a little suspicious, and I'd be feeling a little paranoid that the
I
same
would
thing was
too.
happening.
And then on the same side, like Jill was also starting to get paranoid because she was like, well, shit, Darcy's killed before. Like,
Yeah.
will she kill me? Like, if she feels threatened, because Jill knew that Darcy only killed in self-defense. Like, Jill
Right.
knew that. But then she was like, well, what if
What if it wasn't?
it wasn't? Yeah, like, what if she was lying to me? And so they both were just getting paranoid and they both
Yeah.
were slowly going
It
crazy. And yeah, like it's neither of, honestly, it's neither of their fault. It was the planet
was
like pitting them against each other and
intense.
slowly like making things like fall apart with the crew,
Yeah.
just like seeding this distrust. That was honestly that
It's really
scene where
good.
they were in the forest and Darcy was like, you know, trying to scare Jill because she
I
was like
was
fed up.
scared.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, like we're going to witness a murder. It's crazy.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I did also feel like I felt sad for her death. But like I said, it was a little conflicting because while she's dying, there is, some other
Yes.
stuff going on, and you're
Yeah.
like, oh, love that. But what's Darcy doing?
I think the reason why it happened that way is the planet obviously like gets its energy, its life source by like consuming these people. So I think the planet was feeling like a state of euphoria, and so like
Yeah.
that was just being put out into the air.
And they couldn't handle that.
Yeah, and it was like it's almost like how I imagine like pheromones would work.
Oh, exactly.
Like the
Yeah.
planet is just like, yeah, everyone's euphoric right now. And Jill and Ben were just like, hell yeah, like
Let's go
basically
at it.
drugged. Yeah, it was
And
so.
Darcy was also having a good time when she
Yeah,
died, so.
she was at peace. And Jill felt it. Like it
Yeah.
was weird.
But she didn't know Darcy was like actively dying when that was happening.
No, she just thought she was having like a strange vision. And then like
Yeah.
whenever she came to, she was like, maybe I should actually go
Check on
check.
her.
And then she was like, oh, yep, there's her clothes. Oh shit, that really happened.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Rest in peace, Queen.
rest in peace. I'm gonna find my mom's journal now.
So I don't know, everything about it, it's like Meg's evoking these emotions, and you're like, oh, finally, like they're getting together. I love that after them being like so fucking weird. And it's like, damn it, like,
Yeah, it's ruined.
ugh. I can't get into this.
Yeah, it's so well written because it truly is horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
And like, okay, so the planet, let's talk about the planet. So the planet is like so scary, but then when you start to think about like again, if we're looking at the planet as more of like a celestial being, like
Yeah.
the planet's not a person. The planet doesn't care about people. And so really the planet's not doing anything wrong. The planet is just
Yeah.
surviving the way the planet has evolved to survive.
It's like no different that okay, so like let's take an animal, for example, like a small creature. Like us killing and eating a creature is no different than this planet killing and eating these people, because at the end of the day, it's just doing what it needs to survive. It's just horrifying to us because we've
Because
always
it's
been
us.
like apex predators. Like, we don't have like really any natural,
But imagine, like, if a deer could read a story about other deer being hunted and
yeah.
killed, it would be just as scared as we are.
Yeah, that thing would be terrified.
Yeah, the only thing is, like,
We're just more evolved.
our conscientious
We're more
mind, like,
aware.
reading this, we're like, oh my God, that the planet's evil. No, it's not. The
It's actually
planet
not. It's a
is not.
planet.
Yeah. And I think that's what made it as scary as it was, is just like the planet is preying on people, and we as people are the ones reading it.
Yeah, and we don't like that.
And imagine, we don't like that.
We don't like that in our little monkey brains. Yeah, no, love the planet. Mad respect for her hustle.
Justice for the planet.
And she's just out here grinding every day.
I support women's wrongs.
I do want to talk about her actual mom really quick, because like, what an interesting character she was. Because like, your first introduction to her, you're like, wow, your mom kind of fucking sucked.
Yeah, because she felt just very,
Like, aloof and
yeah,
distant and like,
unavailable and
yeah.
like a bad mom. And in a lot of ways, she
She
was
was.
like, that was real.
But like, the more we find out about like what happens on like this journey, I don't know. Like, she's a victim
Yeah.
for sure.
Part of the difference is that the people that she lost were so much closer to her. Like, it was her lover.
Yeah.
So it would be the equivalent of like Jill losing Ben.
Right.
But that's not what happened to Jill. So, like, yes,
But the
what Jill
trade-off
went
was
through was
that
traumatic.
her mom got Jill instead.
Her mom had to have been so traumatized. And then it's like her mom could never talk about the details of what happened there.
And it's like, her mom was a little selfish though, because what she should have done, like, knowing what she knew about what the planet wanted, was take one for the team and don't come back.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not what happened.
But I
Otherwise,
think
we wouldn't have had a story.
she was
But
probably too, like, she was thinking too much about, like, the child.
yeah.
So I think that was what influenced her decision, is it wasn't just her, it was now this child that she cared for.
Gotta go raise my celestial child on Earth and hope for the
Yeah.
best.
I mean, that's what she tried. It didn't work out. So yeah, ultimately, I think her mom faced like a really impossible choice that I can't imagine. And I understand what led her to making the decisions that she made, but it was not great. And it is going to lead to more human deaths in the future.
Yeah,
And it
like
already
way
has.
more.
That's pretty much all the characters. Obviously, like, the book does also talk about the people on her mother's mission and stuff.
Yeah, like in her diary entries and
Yeah, but that's like everyone who was on mission number two. And so we'll move on to things that we really liked about this book. I think, first of all, we are just hoes for a novella.
yeah.
Like, a novella just is the perfect amount to like keep my attention the whole time. I never get bored when reading a novella, and I eat them up, you know, like
Yeah.
little snacks.
They're perfect. Yeah. Because it's like, I've done my time. I've read the long books and I'm good now. And I just want my little 130 page morsels.
Yeah, I just want my dopamine
Delicious.
hit as quickly as possible. The other thing is, okay, so this is now the second sci-fi horror romance novella that Meg has written. And I just love this like kick that she's on. She's
Yeah.
actually marketing a new one now that's about like sexy cyborgs.
So excited for the robots.
I am too, because it's giving like Battlestar Galactica, like how
Yeah.
what are they called in that? I can't remember, but they can like look like
Like
people.
the cyborgs.
Yeah, like they just like take the form of people so you don't know
Or
that
what are they
they're.
called?
Let me just look it up.
I don't even remember.
Cylons.
Cylons.
Yeah, they're like sentient robots, and like they can hide as people. Yeah. And so
Love
I just
it.
think about that and I'm
I
like,
love that shit.
that could be imagine Battlestar Galactica, but they're fucking the Cylons. And honestly, I haven't seen all of Battlestar Galactica. Maybe that happens.
I haven't watched it in so long. I'm so excited. Like, I'm probably more excited for this book than I have been for any of her other books.
Yeah. I am too, because I'm sure it will still be like scary, but in a different way. Like these other ones have felt so visceral
Yeah.
and like
This is like a little bit removed,
it
I
is a
think.
little bit, yeah. And it's funny because of all the books she's written, this is probably the most realistic
Like
to
this could happen.
what could happen to us here on this planet. But you know what? For some reason, I'm less scared of it.
Robots don't feel real.
They
They just
don't.
don't.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels less scary. And the other thing that was like a good, I don't know, just it kept me entertained the whole time was just the through line of the mystery of what really happened with the mom's
Yeah.
mission. Like, yes, we were getting these little delicious morsels of Ben and Jill interacting on the side. Like, we were loving that. We were eating that up. We were getting the spooky moments of what was happening
Yeah.
to her crew. But then, like, woven throughout
Is
was her
keeping
mom's
me
journal and stuff.
enraptured in this story because it's like I want to know like everything that's happening right now and how it
Yes,
all ties together and
exactly.
what's going to happen. And she wrapped it up so beautifully.
Yeah, it was,
It
ooh,
was great.
chills.
First of all, I love the representation in this book. I feel it, or in all of Meg's books, I feel like she's
Yeah.
really good about involving like the community and there's diversity, and I think it's great. That being said, I love that they're all just like a little gay for each other. Like a little
Yeah.
bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, because why not? You
Yeah.
know?
It's like you're on a planet where no one else lives. Like, what else are you gonna do?
And the planet is intentionally like making you horny.
Yeah. I
So,
love that.
yeah, same. Love that. Yeah, speaking of the planet in general, like the imagery was stunning and like
Yeah.
the way that this like lush, beautiful planet was described and like the like it was alive, like the everything like felt them back, like the grass like caressed them. It was just like so like I felt like I was there on the
Yeah.
planet with them. And I just feel like something that really goes along with that is people, because of the stunning imagery in this book, people have created the most like devastatingly gorgeous like mood boards that are creepy and like sexy and moody. Like these mood boards all over like Instagram and Pinterest for this
They're
book.
beautiful.
Oh, they're so good. And I
People
want to
did a
hang
great
them on my
job.
walls. Yeah.
And I might. Honestly, the only th they're not even things I didn't like. Like they're just things that made me uncomfortable. I did have an existential crisis reading this because I felt like this all hit a little bit too close to home. Like with just with the planet,
Dying.
like Earth dying and there's war and famine and
Yeah.
like we have to resort to sending people to deep space to figure out what we're going to do because we can't even go to like neighboring planets
Yeah,
and
because
like
God forbid we'd like stop the climate change here. No, let's just run it into the ground till we have to flee.
Yeah, but it's fine. Like, whatever. And, like, I
Whatever.
love how Meg ends her books because you never really get closure. Like, it's always left very open-ended. And they're always very traumatic endings where you're like, oh my God, like, I want to know if these people are okay. But that's
Yeah.
also the beauty of it is that you never will. And you just have to live with that.
Yeah, like they could get back to Earth and like 2 months later, Ben is like, tell me what really happened, you know? And like he doesn't believe her. Like, you know, like it could be that like Ben leaves her and she has nothing.
Yeah, like it could go so many different ways.
Yeah. And it could also go that like she gets sent back to the planet. Like maybe she doesn't have a choice and she gets sent back to the planet for some reason and she just is like stuck in this like loop of torture
Yeah,
forever. Who
she's like, no,
knows?
I actually just want to live my life out on this miserable rock of a planet and never return.
Yeah, like I would rather stay
Thanks.
where it's dying. Yeah, no, I agree. I think the endings are the perfect amount of leaving you wanting.
Yeah, she does a
Yeah.
great job.
Well, okay, well, that is Swallowed by Meg Smitherman. Next week will actually be an off week, but the week after we're gonna come back and discuss it. There's a little like there's two of these books and they're kind of
That's
fun.
so cute.
So yeah, the first one is When the Weaver Met the Gargoyle by Lila Appleton, and I'm so excited to read it.
Yes, I am currently reading it for the first time and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It has been just a delight
Oh,
and a nice
yay.
little turnaround from what we've been doing. So
A palate cleanser.
I'm very excited to just do like a cutesy little fantasy book.
I'm so excited to read it. I haven't started it yet. So go ahead and get started on it if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.